Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your brother Ibrahim. Who are you? National Anthem. There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found
peace.
Good evening. This is your brother, Raheem, coming to you live out of Philadelphia. The age of freedom has come. That's our national anthem. is something that has to be won. Until you're ready to fight for it, evil will not let you be. You have to be ready to work for freedom. Now, first of all, you got to know what freedom is. I don't know anywhere on the planet where freedom actually exists. Let me say it again. I don't know anywhere on the planet where freedom actually exists. What in the world is freedom if it's not here on the planet? I thought democracy was freedom. Democracy is a form of people having limited control over what's going on, but it's not really freedom. You know, we're going to talk about one day, but that's not the topic for today. The topic today is not freedom, but we're going to bring that in because even in a society like the United States, everywhere you go, the police department, the fire department, the medical staff, they have a president, somebody who's dictating terms to you, somebody you have to kowtow to. Where's the freedom? Freedom to do what, you know? Well, that's something that we have to think about, okay? I've walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused and read what you sow. By doing so, I'll be walking the path of delighting, and I will get what I want. That's another good question. That's an assertion, okay? We don't pray. We assert what we want into the universe, and the universe brings it back to us. Because we're carrying power. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Now, here we are. What do you want? That's very important because you literally can have what you want. The problem is most of us don't really know what we want. We want one thing one day, and the next day we're thinking about something else. We want that. And if you know how the universe works, you can't change. Well, I shouldn't say can't because that's being who we are. We can do what we want. But once you change what you want and the universe is putting things in motion through action and reaction to bring about what you're asking for, if you switch up, then the universe got to start all over. Oh, this guy don't know what they want, but she don't know what she wants. And they have to start all over trying to bring things in motion to get what you want. Okay, so like Mama used to say, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. Okay. Now we start our show every day. We're going to start off just talking a little bit about love, you know, because they teach obsessionism in this society instead of love. All right. Love, you don't, there's another thing that they got us so screwed up. We can't even speak about it properly once you know what love is. You don't fall in love. That's not how it works. You can fall into be obsessed by somebody, but you don't fall in love. Love is an action word. Love is something that you do for that person or with that person 24 hours a day. That's what love is, okay? Now, they're talking about, oh, it's such a strong emotion. Listen, you only have one emotion triggered by different thought processes that you love, that you like, put it that way, or that's important to you, you know? I remember a time we used to fight if somebody stepped on our shoes, we go to war. We love our shoes so much. Some of them love sneaks so much, $700-$800 for a pair of sneaks. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, you can't blame the people for making them. You know, you got to blame the people for buying. Who's spending $700-$800 for a pair of sneaks that made in one of these little sweatshops around the world for $10? You know, you just got to wake up and smell a coffee. You got to figure out what's going on, okay? When we talk about love, we need to learn how to love. That's why I like to talk about just a little bit every day. One day we'll do a whole hour on love. But right now I like to talk about just a little bit every day because it's so important, you know? You say, oh, I love this woman so much, but you don't know nothing about her. You don't know what size bra she wear. You don't know what size panties she wear. You don't know what color panties she like. You don't know if she wears stockings or what size stockings she wear. You follow what I'm saying? You don't know what kind of rouge she use, if she wearing lipstick or eyeliner. You don't know what type she is. A lot of you don't even know what type of foods that you like to eat, you know? This is loving somebody. You know, you learn. You have to study and learn the person, not to push their buttons, not to make them mad, because sometimes we do that. We'll piss them off just for the heck of it, you know? Look at my niece. She said, yeah, I know. I'll push them off. I'll push his buttons. Yeah. And she's a very honest person. I love her so much, my little niece. But now, in most cases, women know how to love more than men. Oh, boy. I didn't say that, did I? Yes, I did. If you give a woman, she's married, you're both married, you know, you give a woman X amount of dollars to go dress a man up. His shoes, shirt, pants, everything will fit to a T, right down to his belt, hat styles, everything is just great. Give a guy the same money, tell him to go dress his woman up. He got to go and ask somebody, what's the size B or the double D? What in the world is that? I mean, what's the dress? Do they large or small? Or do they wear the same size men's sneakers or women's sneakers? The guys don't have a clue. They don't know. They remind me of the movie, Enemy of State, Will Smith. He's going out to buy his woman a birthday present, right? He goes into the bra store, a lingerie store, I think is what they call them. And he says he wants to get a bra for his wife. She says, what size? And he's looking around at the different ladies walking around with bras so he can figure out what size bra his wife wears. Oh, that size. She's about that size, you know? He just got to play with them things every night and don't know what size they are. This is what I'm saying. He's not loving his woman. We don't know how to love each other, okay? If, you know, your guy drink a couple of beers every night or whatever, you follow what I'm saying? And maybe you're working. He's home, you know? And, you know, ain't no beer in the refrigerator. When you hit that door, you should have a six-pack in your hand. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I don't drink, but I'm just saying. Little things, if you're loving a person, constantly, what's on your mind? 24 hours a day. I love work. What can I do to make this person feel good today? And they should be thinking the same thing for you. What can I do to make this person feel good today? And if that happens and you're in a relationship, you'll have a feel good. You'll be in a feel good relationship and it will just work, okay? You're not going to sleep around on it because that's not going to make her feel good. She's not going to sleep around on you because that won't make you feel good, okay? She's not going to say little things that embarrass you because that's not going to make you feel good. And you're beginning to get in that loving relationship and everything that you say out your mouth, everything that she says out her mouth, elevates you, push you to another level. Now you're loving each other. That's not falling in love. You don't fall in love. I mean, you can like somebody, but probably a lot of times, I don't know if I should say this or not, but a lot of times you've been here more than once. And you meet somebody that you had a relationship with before this lifetime, and you just click. That's what happens sometimes. But then you have to start loving each other, you know, start doing for each other on a daily basis. That's what love is, okay? Don't talk about cultures. Love has nothing to do with cultures. There's only two cultures on the planet, read what you saw culture and the dog-eat-dog culture. Those are the two cultures that exist. All the other stuff out there that they call cultures when they talk about different societies, the 1% put that stuff there to keep you distracted from what they're doing in politics. That's what it's for. Football, baseball, basketball, hockey. Oh, my God, they got bowling. They got so many things to distract you from what's going on. You're sitting there running around with these teams t-shirts, throwing, spending all this money, $200, sitting in the stands. I'm a fan. Why are you doing? Are you planning on turning pro? You're not going to make that money, but you're not thinking about what these politicians are doing when they're stripping you out of all of your money, killing people in the street, murdering people around the planet. You don't have a clue to what's going on because, oh boy, but you talk to some people that about a football player or a basketball player, man, they know what the guy had for breakfast that morning. They know where to eat every day. I mean, this is what I'm saying. They know everything about how many children he got, what his stats is, what his scores was. I didn't know everything. They know more about the football, basketball players than they know about their wife and husband. I'm telling you. We really have to wake up and smell the coffee. They put those things out there, what they call culture, the way you dance and sing and jump up and down, hoop and holler, you know, when you're going to the bars or whatever. That's not part of the culture. That's part of the tricks that the 1% are putting out there to keep you distracted, okay? What they don't want you to realize is that, well, let's start with the United States. In this country, there is a constitution that was put there to protect you from the people running government. But you are actually the government. Anytime you complain about the government, you look in the mirror, that's who you're complaining to. You're complaining to yourself. You're supposed to be running this thing, okay? You don't just go and vote for the president. You know, you got the Congress, the Senate, you got the mayor, the governors, you got city council, you got the judges, especially the judges. There's so many judges out of their doggone mind, but you can vote them out of office. I mean, last November, I wouldn't vote for judges. You can vote them out. If they're not doing a good job, given one color group, okay, now we deal with Elohim for our tribes, Saudi blood, we deal with color. They give the white color group six months in jail, give somebody from the black color group 6 years in jail. Something's wrong with that picture. The judge got to go. It ain't the system. That's another thing. We be dogging the system. Listen, the system works. You just have to put people in there that knows how to run the system better. It's like having a guitar player. If the guitar player can't play, you get him out of there, you put another guitar player in there. If you got these mayors and people who are running the city terrible, kick them out. Put somebody else in there. The government is yours to run. It's like having a business, right? And the workers doing whatever they want to do. That's going on with the Congress and the Senate. You know, it's your business, but you're letting them do whatever they want to do. And they, boy, are they messing up. They doing, you know, you got to go in. Vote these people out and get some people in there that run the system the way it's supposed to be run, because the system works. President Hansen and them, I know you're not familiar with President Hansen and them because of critical race teaching. They don't want you to know about President Hansen, okay? President Hansen and them put together an amazing system that works. But you have to work the system. We're talking about freedom. See, when you're free, there's a price that goes with freedom. That means you got to work. You can't be sitting around watching soap operas all day long, watching TV, watching the stories, and expect your government to run itself properly. That don't work, okay? Now, I know I went a little bit overboard here. Let's get into the topic for the day. What is the topic for the day? The topic for the day is, who are you? Oh, boy. Walk up to a person, ask them who you are. They're going to give you a name. My name is Robert Harris or Mary Franklin. That's who they think they are. That's a title that's attached to something. A title attached to what? That'll attach to what you really are. Okay? Now, you know I'm a Bible thumper, so don't get twisted. Don't get it twisted. Okay? Psalm 82. That's not only telling you who you are, but it's a code that unlocks the book. This is what we're talking about, Bible 2.0. Okay, we're going to give you a thought process that's going to bring you towards being free. They say, oh, that's the greatest question in the world. Who am I? Why am I here? We're going to say, well, I'm here tomorrow. But right now, we're talking about who you are. Okay, the Bible says that you are all God's children of the Most High. That's what it says. Now, the Most High is not God. Let's not get it twisted. People interchange those two concepts. You know what I'm saying? You're a child of the Most High. If you're a child of the Most High and tell that you are God, a child of the Most High, then who in the world is the Most High? You know what I'm saying? We're going to break that down for you in a minute so you can learn who you are. Now, when they say you're God, what does that mean? What are they talking about? Oh, boy, we talked about this yesterday, okay? I'm going to be on the airwaves every day for a minute, as long as I can't keep going until they shut me down. the stuff I'm saying, I'm telling you, you know, they ain't going to let me be on here but for so long. But I'm going to be on here as long as I can. What can I tell you? Okay? It says, you are a God. That means you are a designer. You don't walk around talking about coon by coon and the buildings fall down and everything changes, you know? You're not the guy that's going to go get somebody that's been dead for 3 days and wake them up. No, that's not who you are, okay? You are a designer. That's what you are. You're born, okay, when it says, everyone, now let me give you a little clue here. We talked about this the other day, too. I'm going to keep mentioning it for a minute until we get into some of the other books right now. We're in Genesis right now. Or there's just things in here we need to know, okay? when it says that God created the heavens and the earth, they're talking about men and women who had the technology to make solar systems and planets, okay? Yesterday we went into pre-Bible talking about where we came from, how we got into this dimension and all that, the nature of heaven and hell. We went into all that, okay, yesterday. But we'll get into it some more as the week progresses, okay? Listen, you have the technology as a designer to design the whole doggone solar system. Oh, man, you're just talking out your butt. Come on, man. You know, we ain't got the ability to design nothing like that. Look, the moon is a satellite. Do we have satellites up there right now? Yes, we do. See, don't get it twisted. You're underestimating who you are because they don't want you to know who you are. They don't want you to know that you can sit down and plan your life from beginning to end and get everything that you want out of life. Because you got it like that. You don't have to beg or pray for power. You're carrying power, okay? The universe works for you. That's why Yahshua ben Bandera, that's his name, he said, knock, and the door shall be open. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. He didn't say, go fall on your knees and pray. He said, ask, okay? Well, asking is a form of prayer, and I'm going to get it twisted, if you follow what I'm saying. But if you ask for things, knowing where it's coming from, it will begin to happen, but you have to stay on the path. That's why we talk about knowing what you want. What do you want? You know, if you're on a path going towards where you're going, look, here's what you do. Sit in the middle of a circle, right? On the outside of a circle, you got everything in life going around and around and around and around. Now, you can get on the outside of a circle and be running around like a little, what's those things that they'd be on the little wheel running around, little mouse or gerbil, whatever they call it. They'd be on a wheel going around and around. Well, that's what you'd be, around and around and around. But what you need to do is sit in a circle. Watch. You know what you want. Look and see how other people got it. Look and see what they did. Then begin to prepare yourself. Don't get on the outside of a circle chasing. Sit in the middle of the circle. And when you're ready for what you want, reach up and grab it. That's how it's done. You know what I'm saying? But first, this is what we deal with as Tyrannicalists. That's what I am. I'm a Tyrannicalist. You have to know who you are. That's the first step. You have to know that you're God. Wait a minute. That's all it is for God. Does that look for God to be as a designer? Look, the 1% know who they are. They know they God. Come on, they got stores, Lord and Taylor. When they had their little slave, made you call them master. If you didn't curse the horn, they would whip you, right? Come on, all that's in the book too. The Bible is a yin and yang book. I'm telling you, there's some atrocities going on in that Bible under the name of God that you wouldn't believe if you were just studying it, you know? What I'm saying is that you can have what you want as a designer, as a God. When the 1% needs something, they don't fall on their knees praying. They call architects, engineers. They call scientists. They call designers. That's what they call to get what they want, okay? Listen, you made nature. We went into this a little bit of yesterday, but you made nature. So you're not under nature. You're above nature, okay? You are born men and women. All right, you're not born children and teenagers and puppy dogs or whatever they call you out there. You're born men and women. You're born men and women, and you grow into a god and goddess. That's what you are. I use god as a gender-neutral term. So when I say god, I'm talking about both sexes, okay? You grow into being a god, which is a designer, okay? The only thing can stop you from getting what you want is you, not knowing who you are, not knowing what your capabilities are. You follow what I'm saying? Listen. I say this almost every night. You can go outside as a man or a woman, slap your arms, and you will not fly. It's not natural for man or woman to fly. But for God, the designer, see, you can design planes, jets, engines, whatever you want. You're flying better and faster than the bird. The bird can't keep up with you. See, it's natural for a bird to fly. But it ain't natural for a bird to go faster than the speed of sound. That's not natural for a bird. See, they put limits on you as you're going through the society. I'll say culture. As you're going through the society, they're programming you from childhood what a man is supposed to do, what a woman is supposed to do. Okay. They have certain jobs. Back in the day, certain jobs they wouldn't let women do. Certain jobs they wouldn't let men do. Back in the day, men weren't going to school to be no nurses. That was woman's work. Okay? Most men didn't try to be teachers. That's a woman's work. They program you into what a man or woman is supposed to do or be. But when they mention God, think about it. There's no limit. There's no limit to what God can do. That's why the Bible says you are all God. You are an unlimited entity. Now, I said entity. I didn't say person. I said entity because there's a spirit inside of you. There's an incorporeal entity inside of you that's running this flesh suit that you're in. Okay? I'm telling you, you are an unlimited being. You must know who you are. There's no limit to you because you can design whatever you want. If you don't have the material, you can find it. You follow what I'm saying? Everything that you need is on this planet to do whatever you want to do. But you have to know that you can do that. See what I'm saying? Some of us sit around, oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can't do that. You'd be surprised at what you do if you put your mind to it. Most people know if they put their mind to it, they can do or be anything. Now, some require some hard work, especially some of the physical stuff out here that you might want to do. You might have to get up to size and get in shape. That's not as easy as it sounds, but I'm saying, you know, take it from an old guy like me, you know. You're an unlimited being. You can do whatever you want. Don't let nobody tell you anything different. Anybody tell you you can't do something, get away from them. You don't want to be around that person. I'm telling you. Get away from them as fast as you can, because there's nothing in this universe. I'm not even saying planet. There's nothing in this universe that you cannot do because of who you are. Knowing who you are, you, according to the Bible, you are a God, okay? And that's one of the keys that breaks the Bible down as well. That's the key to unlocking the book. Everywhere they're talking about God, they're talking about a man or a woman who was doing this stuff, okay, who was making this stuff happen. I said, wait a minute, that doesn't even make sense. In Ezekiel, an aeronautical engineer got 64 patents out of the book of Ezekiel. See what I'm saying? You sitting there throwing the book in the trash because you don't know how to read it, okay? I'm just going to give you just a couple of instances, okay? I'm giving you a thought process. Or how to look at this book a little different. I don't deal with right or wrong, okay? It all comes down to what you want, okay? Now, if you want to be sitting under somebody, giving them money every month, and they buying $5 million houses and living in jets and all that, that's fine. As a God, you can do whatever you want to do. But I'm giving you a different thought process. I'm telling you who you are. This is who you are. Now, tomorrow we're going to talk about why we're here. But today we're talking about who you are. You're an unlimited entity. I can't say it enough. Now, you hear these brothers and sisters back here running on talking about Israel this and Israel that. If you understood the book, Israel means he who's carrying spirit within. That's Israel. Everybody on the planet is Israel. Okay, I'm just bringing it down to you. Everybody on the planet is Israel. But to be an Israelite, you have to follow the word of God. Okay, that's what makes you an Israelite. If you ain't following the word of God, you ain't an Israelite, but you're Israel. I see a hand up. I'm talking so much, I'm not even paying attention. Okay, we're going to open up the mic here, give somebody a chance to speak. Let's see here and make sure everything's working properly. Okay, 5437, your mic is open. You have a comment or something you want to say?
I want to ask you, like, do time work against you when you're trying to, when you're saying, like, you can use your mind to do anything you want or do anything you want, do time work against you? Like, how old you are, I mean, anything?
Well, time, see, this culture, I shouldn't say culture, but this society got us thinking in terms of time the wrong way. Time is a unit of measurement. Time measures motion. See what I'm saying? So time has nothing to do with what you do or how you do it. It only measures what you're doing when you're in motion. That's what time does. Time is like a ruler. See? You take a ruler and you measure space with a ruler, okay? Time is the measurement of motion. And when they talk about space-time, it only means that things move differently in space because they don't have the atmosphere and everything to contend with. So, yeah, motion in space is different than motion on the planet. But time is a unit of measurement only. That's all it is. That's all I'm saying.
So when they say time doesn't wait for no one, what do they mean by that?
Well, the earth, see, they're measuring, you have a watch on. It's measured by the motion of the planets, okay? And the planets aren't waiting for you. So those planets go around 24 hours a day, that planet is moving, okay? And that planet's not waiting for you. That's what they're saying, okay? So from January to January again, based on how the planets are going around, rotating and going around the sun, that's the time that they're talking about. That motion is not waiting for nothing at all. See what I'm saying? And your motion, okay, is waiting on you, but what's measuring your motion is not waiting on you. So that's what they mean when they say time waits for no one. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can sit around and watch TV all day long. You can watch TV all day long, but the sun's going to come up, the sun's going to go down. That motion is gone. That time ain't waiting for you. See what I'm saying? So that's what they mean by time, which based on how they're measuring the motion that you're a part of. That's what they mean when they say time waits for no one, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. But I was saying as far as, like, when you get a certain age and you saying you could do anything you want, just put your mind to it, a lot of things take time. A lot of things take, a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan,
okay.
Sometimes a 20-year plan.
Stop saying time. A lot of things takes motion. If you don't put no motion in it, nothing's going to happen. You follow what I'm saying? Your motion is measured. They have your motion set up and measured by the rotation of the planets. You follow what I'm saying? So whatever you're trying to do takes motion. You have to get up and do it. You have to be about it. That's what they're talking about. So you can do whatever you want, but you have to be about doing it. You follow what I'm saying? You can't go from here to New York if you're sitting on a step watching the girls go by. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to be in motion about what you're trying to do. Now, physical things, because we're in a physical body. So when we get to a certain age, this physical body don't work the way it used to because of the way we handled the body as we were growing up. But just that there are limitations on your body, there's no limitations on your mind. You can still get things done. I watched a guy with a half a body win a wrestling match with just his two arms. You know what I'm saying? So him having a half a body didn't limit him to what he could do. The only limit you have, the only limit that you have on you is yourself. That's it. You can overcome. You can overcome anything that's blocking you from doing what you want to do. But the key is you really have to know what you want. And you have to get in there and fight for it. You have to work hard at it because it just don't fall out the sky. When you want something, you sit down and you design. Hey, no matter 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever long it takes, that's up to the motion that you put in, how long it's going to take. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, you're in charge.
You're in charge of what's going on. You're in charge of your action. Nobody else. Okay. Now, some people will limit your actions or try to slow you down or whatever, but you can figure out a way to bypass it. You can figure out a way to overcome it because that's who you are. You got it like that. According to the Bible, you are a God. There's no limit to you. Okay. So that's the problem that they're having with time. They're speaking of time as if it's something. It's a unit of measurement only. That's what it is. It measures, is a unit of measurement for motion. even though there's 24 hours in a day, right? If you're moving from one block to another, it might not take you 24 hours. It might only take you 2 minutes or it might take you 5 minutes. That's a different time frame. See, because you're not measuring your time based on, you're not measuring your motion based on the earth rotating. You're measuring your motion based on how long it takes you to go from one block to another.
Yeah.
But you're measuring your motion. Some people take 2 minutes, 3 minutes. They look at me, it might take me 10 minutes to walk a block. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on. But I hope that helps you a little bit in where you are as far as time is concerned. Do you have any other questions or you want to make a comment about anything, about who you are or where you are? We're going to talk about why we're here tomorrow. Today we're talking about who we are. And so that's what I'm dealing with. That's what we're dealing with today. And the 1%, the reason I say 1% because I don't want to get into a particular color because we're Elohim five tribes. So we deal with all five colors. 1% make up all five colors. The 1% want you in a certain position so that they can live in them castles and buy them $8 million yachts and all that kind of stuff. So they want your mind programmed so that they can do what they're trying to do. So, and the first thing that they want you to do is not know who you are. They want you entrenched on being a man or being a woman. Yes, you're a man or woman, but you have to rise above that. Because as long as you consider yourself a man or a woman, you're under nature, which is something that you made. You follow what I'm saying? So as long as you're under nature, you can only do what a man or woman can do. Like I'm saying, you can't go outside and flap your arms and fly. It's not natural for a man or woman to fly. But as God, you can design things to, well, we're all planet right now. You know what I'm saying? We got satellites up there. We're communicating like crazy on all these devices and everything. And trust me, God is just getting started. You know what I mean? Wait 100 years from now. If we're going to blow the place up. Wait 100 years now. God is just getting started. God is just rolling out because there is no limit to you. Evidence that there's no limit to you. Think about what was happening 50 years ago. Think about what's happening now. And think about what they're talking about, where they're trying to go 50 years from now. You know? You have to sit down and decide what your limitations are. How can you rise above these limitations? Because you can. That's what I'm saying. And just move out towards where you're trying to go because of who you are. Okay, now let's talk about the. First, let me give a couple shout outs for a minute. Like I said, thanks for calling in. I appreciate you calling in. I'm gonna leave your mic. You might have to mute your phone though. You got some noise in the background. I'm gonna mute your mic.
Right,
I'm gonna leave your mic open. So if you want to jump in, you can jump in whenever you're ready. Okay. This is Elohim. I'm Elohim Christ. This is Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. This is who we are. Our website is Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. Go to our website. Our website is set up that you can purchase things off our website. This is how we're going to stay on the air. If you have a business or something and you want to give a commercial, you can call in and give your commercial, talk about who you are, whatever. And we don't charge nothing for people to advertise on this show, okay? I don't have the whole commercial set up, but we got our Shakir Bose coming out. That's a new company that's coming. And we do have, we're going to talk about the UNIA for a minute. UAIA. We're going to talk about some of the things we talk about in the commercial. Rashida Taylor Learning Academy. You know, we're going to talk about some naturopathic doctors. I don't have the commercial written up. So I'll have it written up in a couple of days. So I'm just giving some shout outs to different people, you know. And we got Kamitra 11, you know, she's on YouTube, she's doing things. We got the spiritual reader out there, she's doing things. So she's gonna be mad at me because her name won't pop into my head right now. But there's some things going on that you need to check out. And I'll have some phone numbers and stuff for you a little later on that you can check them out and see what's going on. And I have a CD on the market called 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. That's on the market right now. You can get that from CD Baby. It's on Spotify. It's on Walmart. It's on Amazon. It's on eBay. It's everywhere out there you can get it. You know, anywhere that they sell CDs and stuff, you can get it. Okay. And these are the things that we're doing to pay for airtime and all that kind of stuff, okay? So if you want to record the CD, you know, put a copy of the CD, stuff like that there. Also, we're getting ready to release, a meditation CD. This meditation CD has tones in it to decalcify pineal gland and pituitary gland so you can get more energy up from your kundalini. If you're not familiar with these terms, go Google them, you know, and you can find out more about this stuff, okay? And we also are going to release the actual CD to walk you through the meditation process. How do you start meditation? How do you relax the whole nine yards? So all that's coming up as well. So we have a few things going on, right? But right now, let's get back on to the topic. The calling number for the show is 516-453-9230. And if you need more information, you call TCCA, Tyrannical Church of Christ and the Law. That or I, that's how it's supposed to be pronounced, all with the breath of life. That number is 215-758-1703. I'm going to say that again, 215-758-1703. You can call that number Monday through Sunday, let's say from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 in the evening, and you can get some information about what's going on and what we're doing. Right now, back to where we are. Now, remember, if you want to make a comment or say something, press 1 on your dial, and it will let me know that you have a comment, or you want to say something, or if you want to talk about your company, or you just want to give me a shout-out, that's fine, too, you know. Those who are on the air, I want to thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. The goal is to be here every night, okay? Now, today we're talking about who you are. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about why you're here, okay? Now, who you are and why you're here has a lot to do with pre-Bible. We're going to take you into some of the teachings that before God created the heavens and the earth, okay? We're going to take you back prior to that so you have an understanding of the nature of heaven and hell and all that stuff. So we're going to be talking about all that tomorrow. That's why you're here. So that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. So right now, let's finish dealing with who you are, you know? Are you a man? Are you a woman? If you're a man, if you're a woman, this society pre-programmed information as to what you're supposed to be doing, how you're supposed to be acting, how you're supposed to be treating each other, okay? Who's in charge of what? Who's supposed to be in charge of that? The things that only men are supposed to be doing, things that only women are supposed to be doing, I'm talking about in the workplace. You follow what I'm saying? They work in this men and women platform pretty hard because they don't want you to rise into who you really are. They don't want you to rise into that great designer that can sit back and figure out what they want, where they're trying to go, and how to get there. This is what the designers do. And when you get enough money, okay, and you want something done, you don't have to fall on your knees and pray. If you wanted a certain car built, call the car manufacturers that are building the cars. You want a certain plane, call the people that are making the plane. You follow what I'm saying? You want a house built a certain way, call the architects. You got designers out there that can build or design anything that you got the money for. You follow what I'm saying? Once you realize that you're surrounded by gods, you're surrounded by designers. If something, even if there's something that's not in existence yet, it is something that you want, you have somebody out there that can design it for you and bring it into existence. You got the money to pay for it. You follow what I'm saying? You are surrounded by God. And that's the problem. Since we don't know who we are, we treat each other like crap. Oh, we treat each other like men and women. That's what we're doing. You know, nobody would treat God the way you treat some of these people the way you treat them. You know, most of us would be afraid because God going to do something. But think about it. Anybody on this planet can get something and put you to sleep, can put you 6 feet under the ground. You know what I'm saying? Because God got it like that. All right. So if you respect God, okay, God's going to respect you in most cases. Some people just throw it off. I got to say it. Some people are just out of their ever-loving mind. I don't care what you do or say to them. They are not going to give you the respect that you deserve because of who they are. See, they're thinking, they're a man. Well, I'm a man, and a man is supposed to do this. Well, I'm a woman, and a woman is supposed to. No, you are God. You're an unlimited entity. Conscious energy formed their flesh. That's who you are, okay? Now, where does conscious energy come from? Boy, that's a whole other show. We're going to talk about that, too. When they talk about AI, I'm just going to go into this for a second. When they talk about AI, dealing with electricity, electricity is the AI. This is what I'm saying. And when they make the chips and stuff and put them on the board, all they doing is making a better outlet for the electricity to express itself. That's what's going on. I don't care how powerful or how wonderful that computer, that laptop you got, pull a plug on it. Take the electricity away from it. It'll sit there like a dog on paperweight. It can't do nothing without the intelligence of the electricity making things happen. You know what I'm saying? The AI is already there. I'm going to say this. They might have a little trouble proving some of this, but all energy is intelligent. I'm going to say that again. All energy is intelligent. If you manage it properly, put it in the right places, it will do what it's supposed to do. Okay? Water done right. We run locomotives, engines, and everything else. It propel vehicles. This is just water. See what I'm saying? Water is energy. You follow what I'm saying? Gas done right. It cooks your food, and it will propel your car and every doggone thing else. It's energy. It's intelligent. But you have to put it in the right position for it to do what it's supposed to do. Just like you are a God, you have to put yourself in the right position to do what you're supposed to do, okay? Let me ask you a question. Now, we're going to say this right quick. We only got a few minutes left here, but we're going to keep going. Look, those of you who play chess or checkers, whatever game that you play, the most important first move, all right? We're going to go through this in 4 minutes. The most important first move, you playing checkers or chess or whatever the game is, you have to put your pieces on the board. You can't play the game if you're playing chess. If you ain't got your knight and queen and king and all that stuff on the board, you can't play. If the checkers ain't set up, if the Chinese marbles ain't set up properly, you can't play. You don't have nothing on the board. Okay? Now, that takes you where? What kind of game are you playing? What kind of pieces do you need to get where you're trying to go?
You know what I'm saying? What do you have to put on the board to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish? Okay? Start with the pieces that you need. Who knows the pieces that you need better than you, because you're the one that's going to be playing the game. It's your game. You know what I'm saying? Get your pieces together. Well, I need to sell so-and-so. Well, you know, you got to have licenses to work to sell stuff. So start working. That's one piece that's got to be on the board. You got to have your mercantile license. You got to have a different license to do whatever you're trying to do, if that's what you're going to do. Well, I want to work in the stock market. Well, if you're going to work in the stock market, you got to figure out how the stock market works. What do you need first to buy? What stocks you're going to get? What stocks should you deal with first? Should you deal with expensive stock or cheap stock, penny stock? What kind of stock are you going to do? Put your pieces on the board. Figure out how you're going to play the game. What's your first move is getting the pieces on the board. I play a little chess, right? So my first move would be to set the chessboard up. Then I know whether I'm going to move, which pawn I'm going to move, whether I'm going to move the king's pawn, the queen's pawn, or whatever. Get yourself set up to do what you want to do. This is what the show is all about. We're trying to get you motivated to be successful. Okay, now this is not a motivation show, because we're dropping a certain thought process. You have to know who you are so that you know what you're capable of doing. You follow what I'm saying? We have a little dog in a cage. You walk by the dog, I talk to him every day. I said, dog, you can't do search for them because you're a dog. So first you have to realize who you are. And that's what we're talking about now. You're a designer. You can design your life. And that's one of the keys or the codes to the Bible, Bible 2.0. We have to learn how to read the book, okay? Once you learn how to read the book, in that book, it'll tell you where you get your armies from, how to build the army, how to set your army up. It's all in the book. You follow what I'm saying? That's why they want you to put the book down. They don't want you to know how to read this doggone book. If you learn how to read this book, oh, my goodness. You follow what I'm saying? They're going to have trouble. Because you're going to be bumping heads with the 1%, okay? Look at the military stuff that they got out there. Most of us can't pick up the phone and call a friend to come over and fight for us. But yet they can pick up the phone and put tanks and planes and everything in motion. How did they get this stuff, okay? You got people out there with money that have private security systems. Where they can pick up the phone and call their little private security. The corporations, they don't be riding on the Pope. They don't be providing or waiting on a popo to come and lock nobody up in their corporation. You follow what I'm saying? They call security. And then they call after they catch whoever they're going to catch, they'll call 911 to take you out. Follow what I'm saying? After they have caught you. But they're not calling on 911 to protect them. They got their own private security. You know, look at the hospitals. Okay, Temple University, they got their own security. Who's protecting the most valuable assets that you have is you and your children. Your children out here roaming around by themselves. Ain't no security on these children out there. Why? Because you're not thinking in terms of protecting the most valuable asset in your possession. It's your children. Okay? I was watching a commercial on television. They said the least secured room is the children's room. But in the children's room is the most valuable asset in the house. Why is that the least secure? You know what I'm saying? Because they don't know who they are. Once they know who they are, there'll be more security in that child's room than any place else in the house. Because the child is more valuable than all the gold and diamonds and, you know, and the paperwork that they got in there. This is what I'm saying. It all comes down to your thought process, who you are, okay? You're born, and this is a thought process. Now, I don't deal with right or wrong, okay? You're born men and women, not children, teenagers, child or kids or whatever they call them, your babies out there. That's not what's being born. They're born men and women. And they're supposed to be being developed into God, great designers. That might require them to go to college. Follow what I'm saying? If you know your child is going to be a great designer, okay, then they need to follow the footsteps of other designers. That's what school is for. Follow what I'm saying? You have to get your children ready for college. You have to get them ready. A high school diploma was great at one time, but it ain't great no more. They need that bachelor's degree or whatever kind of degree, associate degree, whatever kind of degree they're getting out there. But then you have to deal with the politics that make it easier for your children to pay for the colleges that they're going to. Right now, these congressmen should be making the children's colleges free. They shouldn't have to pay nothing to go to these colleges because that's the future. Your children growing from men and women into God is the future of the planet. That's what's going on. You know, I remember old song they used to have on TV, Ain't We Lucky We Got Them, them children. You know what I'm saying? This is a thought process to wake you up. If it don't wake you up, at least it'll have you thinking a little bit about what's going on and who you are. Are you a man and women outside flapping your wings trying to fly? Who knows? You follow what I'm saying? Or are you a guy building jets and planes to go wherever you're trying to go? Who are you? You have to ask yourself that. Who are you? You can be the man and woman if you want to, or you can be the God. It's your choice because you're carrying that kind of power. This is what we're talking about when we say who you are. Okay? They've given you limited knowledge so that you won't be able to compete with the 1%. This is what they're doing. The 1% don't want you competing with them at all. They don't want you to know what's going on. You think they want you in competition with them when they're raising their children to take over what they have? They don't want you to come in and interrupt that. So when you, from the time you start kindergarten, whatever school you're in, okay, you're being programmed to work with the 1%. You're being programmed to get a job. Okay, I'm telling you. You got people go through Harvard, Princeton, all those schools, come out with a resume in their hand looking for a job. Not a business plan to make jobs. See what I'm saying? They come out with a plan to get a job. Well, maybe if they get a job, they'll try to make jobs, but that's what the programming is for. That's how they're being programmed. They spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to school to come out to get a job working for one of the big corporations, okay? And then you wonder why a guy like Bill Gates dropped out of college. He realized, hey, there's something wrong with this picture. I ain't looking for no job, man. You know what I mean? I need to make jobs. This is what I'm talking about. This is the mindset that you have to get yourself into. First, you have to know one of the requirements of being a tyrannicalist. This is our group. We're part of the Five Tribes. This is a non-leadership-based organization. We're not voting for no president or vice president. We don't need none of that. We vote for what we want to do, and then we move out as a group and we get it done. That's what's going on, okay? And the problem with the planet right now is these crazy leaders out here. Look at what's going on over there in the Ukraine. You follow what I'm saying? This guy want to rebuild the old Soviet Union, so he up there blowing and killing people trying to get his territory back. It's the leadership. Most of the problems that we have is because of leadership, okay? You have to be a leader, but be prepared to lead yourself. Don't be looking for nobody to take you across the street after you know what the lights are doing. But we're out of time right now, so I have to go. So I'm going to do my assertion before we stop streaming. I have walked the path of being honestly good today, and I am eagerly embraced all that I have done to come back to me today. So let it be written, so let it be done. Listen. Love is the act that makes others feel good. I'm back to love again because we're not going to get nowhere unless we learn how to love each other. You don't fall in love. You hook up with somebody, if they're a nice person, you deal with this person, and you love them on a day-to-day basis. What can I do today to make this person feel good? They should be asking the same thing. And if you're in an organization, trustful organization, what can I do to make this organization better? What can I do to make the people in the organization feel better? that's now you're loving the person. You know the person like Rocky Road Ice Cream ain't on the refrigerator when you come home from work. That's what should be in your hand. You know what I mean? That's going to make them feel good, you know? Because, oh, man, I've been wanting some of that ice cream all day, okay? Right now, we have to shut down. I will see you tomorrow. I'll be here at 8 o'clock. Now, tomorrow, we're talking about why you're here, okay? Now, we went through who you are. Now, we're talking about why you're here. So, with that, I will say much love, and we will chit-chat again tomorrow, okay?